ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Giving up
Griham, household life, samskriti chakravala. The cycle of repeated birth and death.
The cycle of repeated birth and death.
The simhapada.
The simhapada.
The lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadeva.
The lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadeva.
Vajata.
Vajata.
Worship.
Worship.
Akuta bhayam.
Akuta bhayam.
The shelter of fearlessness.
The shelter of fearlessness. Iti.
Thus. Translation. Therefore, O demons, give up the so-called happiness of family life. Give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadeva, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment. Indefatigable desires. So entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment. Indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige, all of which result in the repetition of birth and death. There is no purport here, but for a grihastha who is already beaten by material, sometimes purport is not required. In Hindi there was a movie, Dil Se. It will all come from the heart. So Prahlad Maharaj has been having it last few verses. Correct? For us to speak about problems of grihastha life, spontaneity can come. It's about higher realms of devotional service that we need for the most. Okay. So we will discuss this. There is no purport today. Now, I was tempted to take up text 15 because there is a purport, but I am not consciously doing that because it's a completely different theme. Okay, I'll let the next speaker have the benefit of having the logical start. So, I'm restricted to this verse only. So, Barambana, who you may send your SMS to the next speaker. Om Jnati Milandrasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Anubhivisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamiyam Dadati Swapadamikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pambhulam Bhayate Girem Yatrupatam Vande Sri Guru Dhinatayam Vachakalpataru Yasya Rajo Rav Shadanyo Man Shraha Bhaya Dainyan Mulam Itvakum Samskriti Chakravalam Narsimhapadam Bhajata Kuto Bhayam Iti. Therefore, demons give up the so called happiness of family life and simply take the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Narsimhadeva, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment. Indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige, all of which result in the repetition of birth and death. So, this canto is very beautiful. So, it's a very technical section, yet it is a very beautiful section. When we were doing our Bhakti Vaibhav many years back, when we were in this canto, I can't remember when, but Keshav Prabhu said that if someone can go through this canto and retain one's faith, then we can become ready for 10th canto. Because this canto, in one sense, tests the faith in portions of salt water, that we can believe about the roast of any mango juice, elephants in the air. So it is very, it is esoteric in one sense. It tests the faith of people, especially young people, I see. Especially young people get really affected when, because sometimes with many situations, a little bit of faith is there, thankfully, which is still there. We know that the scriptures do not tell anything, not mysteries. And there is just a higher sense that we will not understand. It's a higher realm of truth, which is beyond our sphere of experience. But sometimes it can be very testing. So, as much as this is a little bit esoteric, this section, and very technical, this section is still very purifying because of this matter with these kind of prayers. Everywhere this kind of sprinkling is there of these kind of very beautiful prayers. Now, this canto, largely, especially this section of the Vedic cosmology, helps us understand the structure of the universe. And in one sense, it is informative for us to be able to talk about present Vedic view of cosmology to others, but it also, on the other hand, makes us, helps us feel more insignificant. When we see something so vishal, so huge, just one bhoomandal in one corner of Earth, then Australia, Melbourne, then Victoria, then Melbourne, then Hank Street, then inside one temple, inside many people, one of us. It makes you feel very, very insignificant. And sometimes it's good when we think that we are the center of the universe. Reading these cantos can help realize how insignificant we are. So the Lord is called as Vibhu, and we are called as Anu, means the infinite as well. So this canto, in making us feel insignificant, also in that sense contributes in preparing us for canto 10. Because we understand how vishal, how great the Lord is, and how insignificant we are. And we understand the greatness of the Lord, then we are prepared to enter the 10th canto, because the 10th canto talks less about the size of the Lord and God, the Godhood of Godhead, and it talks about the sweetness of the Lord, the sweetener, like human like aspect of the Lord. So having heard all these things, then when we go there, then one has a less risk of minimizing the Lord's stature and minimizing the transcendental nature of his activities and pastimes. Also, studying of the Vedic cosmology also helps us in developing detachment from matter and increasing our appetite for attaining the spiritual world. Why? Somebody may say, why? Because generally, as human beings, we have a tendency to explode. Okay? For example, even yesterday in the newspaper, it was said that Elon Musk is sending something, manned aircraft, something is going on. People are trying to explore, experience something outside. So, Prabhupada's claim is said that we cannot understand God by astral travel. Lord Brahmaji also did astral travel down the stem, but he could not find the whole exhibition. Finally, it was tapa, which he had to come back up top and read it, and then he got to see darshan of the whole exhibition. So, therefore, by astral travel, it is not possible. So, we have an opportunity to understand it through Shabda Pramana or Shruti. And when we hear through Shabda Pramana, this basic Vedic cosmology, it in one sense also quells our appetite for information about knowing about this cosmos. So, therefore, we will not engage in activities which we know are not going to never going to quench that thirst for that knowledge. We are readily getting that sitting in a nice room. And Srila Prabhupada has all the hard work of explaining this, and his great disciples are constructing the temple of Vedic Gynecology. Okay? And many of his Prabhupada disciples have actually pictorially represented this for us, making it very simpler and simpler for us to understand Vedic cosmology. So, when we see the structure of the universe, and so I know many speakers have spoken, so I am not going to be a broken LP record, I was saying it again, but very briefly,
It is like a CV stack, the whole Vedic, the whole cosmology is arranged like a CV stack. One CV, another CV, another CV. So there are upper heavenly planets which are called the Divya Swarg, then there is the earthly planets, then there are the lower heavenly planets which are called the subterranean heavenly planets or the Vila Swarga. Then below that, then there is the Pitruloka, where there is a court of Yamaraj, and then below that are the 26 hellish planets, and then below that is the Gurudatta Vishnu, from whose stem everything is there. This is, and the whole thing is the Virat Root. Virat Root. So now each CV, if it is positioned on a plane, then there are tracks on each CV. Each CV has many, many concentric circles within it. So each concentric circle is called as a dvipa in a very simple way. Each concentric circle is called as a dvipa. So some dvipas are closer to the center, to the stem of that CV player, if you like, the holder of the CV player, and then there are tracks around it. So there are dvipas. So the innermost is the Jambu dvipa, and then there are various dvipas on the outside. And that is in one layer. This layer is called as Bhumandal. And then there is those Jambudvipa and other dvipas on the outside, as the concentric circles go outside. And then inside each band, if you like, of a circle generated by two concentric circles, a band is generated. There are sectors, you can assume like that. In mathematics, you do that, theta, then 2 pi r and pi r square. What is the area of the sector? So you can imagine that geometry. There are sectors. So you can assume this as varshas, which are there in the dvipa, if you like. So there are many, we are talking about Bhumandal, we are talking about Jambu dvipa, and within that dissector are many sectors, each one being varshas. And one such varsha is where we live, which is called as Bharata Varsha. Now, as I said, there are many varshas within a dvipa. Now, each varsha is characterized by one ruler who is ruling, like a Kshatriya, if you like. And then one predominant deity, under whom must be everything going on in that varsha. One ruler, one predominating deity, and specific prayers unto that predominating deity by the people who are residing in that particular varsha. So one ruler, one predominant deity, and one specific nature of prayers are there, specific to that particular varsha. So, for example, we saw Lilavati Varsha, where Lord Shivji is worshipping Lord Shankarshana. Then we saw Bhadrashrava Varsha, which is Bhadrashrava, that is worshipping Lord Hayasish. We saw all that in this canto earlier in this section. Now, while there is a unique ruler and a unique deity theme that is consistently coming across each description of varsha, if you see the theme of the prayer process, while the ruler may be different, while the predominating deity might be different, the theme of the prayer has got a common trend. Okay. If you study the theme is common of all prayers. So, the theme of the prayers is largely, every prayer talks about the impermanence of this material world, of everything in this material world. Every prayer talks about the futility of sense gratification. Every prayer glorifies the Supreme Lord. Every prayer enunciates or glorifies the wisdom that is involved in surrendering to that Supreme Lord and worshipping that Supreme. And every prayer talks about the need to escape the cycle of birth, disease, old age and death. And today's prayer is no different. So, since verse 7 of this particular section, which talked about where different verses were spoken about, the discussion comes to Hari Varsha, which is a different Varsha. Now, as we mentioned, Hari Varsha, Prahlad Maharaj is there, and Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Narsingha Dev as a deity. So, therefore we saw a whole lot of prayers that Prahlad Maharaj is praying in Hari Varsha. Now, what is the essence of Prahlad Maharaj's prayers? What is the theme that we are seeing in Prahlad Maharaj's prayers? He is wishing good fortune to everyone through the process of bhakti. He didn't say, I wish you all good fortune, may you live long, may you have a healthy life. When we pay obeisances sometimes, people say, yeah, may you more and promotion you should get in office. Everyone prays that. More and more promotion you should get in office. Sometimes you bow down to elderly people, they will like that, right? Rala Maharaj is not blessed. Rala Maharaj is clearly saying, I wish you all good fortune through the process. He talks about the perils of family life and sense gratification. Again, as I said, the theme of the prayer is pretty much the same. Importance of attachment to devotees, which was also discussed, Aniruddha talked about that. And detachment from yoshit samsara, from people who are attached to women. Yoshit sangha, and then he talks about how only Krishna consciousness and Krishna katha specifically can enable this whole thing, this detachment. So that is Abhideya, is Krishna katha. And he gives us confidence on the process of bhakti and the power of bhakti to purify. Therefore, these are the words. Yes, yes, the bhakti is over the thing. Sarvaya Konya Kutra Samaste. Aravukta Kutra Omakura. Mano Sutaya Kutra Samaste. Dhavukta Vaya. Where come Bhukta Vaya is in manifest, not in a devotee. And Adhikur Shrodhuri may see explained the other day. Why good quality is gone in devotees. Then, this verse also talks about how inertia and spiritual life will lead to fall down. Madhavan Prabhu yesterday was talking about aquatics. Once in water, tend to remain there. Like yesterday's translation of aquatics. So, inertia and spiritual life can lead to fall down because there is no question of status quo. Gravity will act. You cannot say, I have kept the ball in air, or it will remain in the status quo. Okay. You don't have to go up or don't come down. It's not possible. Gravity will pull it down. Even if you throw the ball high, then gravity will automatically tend to bring any object back to the center of earth. So similarly, Maya will do its job always. Whether we are in devotional service, whether we are not in devotional service, Maya will also do devotional service only to Krishna. God of Durga acts in accordance to the desire of Krishna. What is the desire of the Lord? Okay. People who are not ready, keep them here only. In the three modes of maintenance, three modes. So therefore, Maya will continue acting on a devotee or on non-devotees. That is all around us. But bhakti is like the immunization vaccine. Though it is COVID-19 is going around, okay, you will feel less impact if you have taken two doses. Or Pfizer or whatever. Different vaccines are there. Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca from different age groups like that. So we have different processes of bhakti. Chavanakti, Ikanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. All these are vaccines to protect us against the gravitational pull of Maya. And today we are being cautioned about the gravitational pull specifically exerted by Krishna life. How is wonderful. And today's verse is, in one sense, is very heavy, but it is the last of the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj in this section, in the context of Hari Varsha. More and more prayers are going to come. Exciting prayers in Canto 7, where the whole Prahlad Narasimha Leela will come. So that is about today's context. So today's verse specifically talks about how entanglement in family life is the root cause of so many problems. How entanglement in family life. That's why the verse again, drawing your attention to this verse. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of so many things. What are the things? Material attachment, indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige. So, there is a root cause. Then there is an effect of that, and then there is an impact of that. What is the impact? That we have kept in the repeated cycle of birth and death. So, in project management in office, we talk about RAID. Every project manager knows this. When you are managing a project, you will definitely immediately prepare a RAID document. What's a RAID document? Risks, assumptions, issues and dependencies. In any project, you have to know what are the risks, what are the key assumptions, what are the issues and what are the dependencies. So, we will talk about risks and issues in one sense here. So, this is a verse which highlights risks and issues. Again, in project management parlance, we say risks have to be mitigated and issues have to be resolved. What is a risk? A risk is something which will not happen, but it could happen. Be careful. So, risks are there. This project, okay. Government may change policies, therefore the price of petrochemicals may go up. So you are putting up a plan, beware, your cost base will keep going up if government policies change. So that's a risk they will identify. It does not happen, it could happen, because government is on the verge of change. One government is changing, another government is changing. So in a business, we have to understand the ecosystem and highlight risks. Okay? There are two types of risks. Risks which you can't do anything about, but you are aware, so you are telling the stakeholders, see, this will happen. For example, risk of tsunami, which will wipe away all the, what is it, cloud systems, if you like. Right, one tsunami, even what will you do? What will Microsoft Azure do? What will Amazon Web Services do? What will Google Cloud do? Nothing they can do, correct. Wherever the service is, even if it's kept on the top of the Himalayas, earthquake will come, anything can happen, right? So those are the risks which we can't do anything about. But they are risks. So how those risks have to be mitigated? Only by prayer. Right. And there are risks which are in our sphere of influence and we have to plan to mitigate those risks before they happen. Right. Then, so risks are those which have not happened. And then there are issues. Issues are those which have already happened. Issues is like that, you know. In one sense, risk is like the bijam and putam. And risk is like papam. Sorry, issue is like pram. It is already happening. Aparadham also is a risk in one sense. It is still in the way. You can do something about it. But prarabdham is issue. Then you have to resolve that issue. Right? So, here, this verse talks about grihastha, which is fraught with risks and issues. Now, the reason, another reason why I am using risks and issues word so much is because one may say, why should the brahmachari hear this? This is about grihastha. So, we have to highlight to the brahmachari also the risks of grihastha. So that the sacrum dress is retained safely. Right? And for the grihasthas who are already into it, for us it's an issue right now. So then what can we do? It is in our sphere of influence. So this is how it is relevant to both the ashrama systems. It's not just for grihasthas, no chance. So let's talk about how entanglement in family life is the root cause of so many. What is the number one problem? Prahlad Maharaj is highlighting. It is the cause of material attachment. That's the number one point. So, now, material attachment, this is very, this is a very beautiful way it develops. Material attachment, how does it begin? It begins, in Hindi we say, nazar se nazar meet. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy. They see each other. This is where the whole drama starts. Okay, that what is called as an eyebrow, and then that feeling which comes inside the heart. Oh my God, I can enjoy. I have an opportunity. Looks like the girl is interested. Okay, that is where the problem begins. Or for the girl, the boy. Okay, the man is looking at me. Looks like he's interested. Special glance is being given. This is the most dangerous part. This is where the whole drama begins here. So, and then what happens? Sweet nothings happen. Sweet, it's called sweet nothings. Kuchikui. Okay. Where the eyes talk. The lips are not talking still now. The mouth is not talking. The eyes are exchanging glances. So, that is it. Bhagavad Gita, of course, is given a very dignified. But actually, this is how it operates in a real way. It comes in subtle, and the worst is it comes in surreptitious. It doesn't come suddenly. Like, you know, we are here to announce that boy is seeing girl, girl is seeing boy. Hello, it doesn't come like that. Hindi is a smoothy man. Really, it comes. And you never realize it. It has really come to a point where you start realizing it. In Bollywood movies also, there is a dialogue. It says, Patai chala kavish ho gaya. This is the problem. If you don't realize it, then such an attraction is building, and suddenly it comes and then you start acting on those things, right? So we have to be very careful to identify in a very, very early stage. At stage 1, it will be identified best. Okay. Best is Ayurveda. Be immune. Be in the immunization process forever. Don't ever come out of it. But if it comes, identify in stage 1. So then after these sweet nothings happen, then what happens? Relationship starts developing. And then each one starts to fulfill the other's material desires. People say, I have fallen in love. There is nothing like falling in love. In love, you cannot fall. In love, you can only rise, actually, you see. In love, you cannot fall. Because the definition of love itself is different. The definition of love is not love is much beyond physical attraction of this world. And the desire to impress each other with hairstyle, with body, you know, muscles, dress, speech, impressive speech. So it's beyond all this. Love has got nothing to do with all this. But every bloke and his dog who is going through this process is convinced that there is love. I was also. When I was here, I told my friend, there is love. My father told me, you idiot, you don't even know what is that. This is my father's father. I said, you don't understand. You are not able to connect with me. Your generation is different. So, this is how it happens, right? And then we realize that he was right. I was the idiot. But it takes time. And that is why we are moodal. Why does Prabhupada call moodal? Not for anything else. Because moodal only realize later. They will never realize when they are going through the situation. At that time, you can hear the most immediately. So then what will happen? Material desire. How this will come? It will come in the form of expenses. Any relationship needs expenses. How expenses? Suddenly you will start wearing better clothes. Right? Suddenly then we have to go to food, we have to go to cinema. Yeah, it is there. Right? Ask changes. Right? We have to take the partner to cinema. Or you cannot allow that, go to Mangala. Who will come with you? You have to go to cinema. They give gifts. Come on, my birthday. Valentine's Day. So many days will come. Industry has created so many days. Mother's Day, Father's Day, everything is about consumerism. Mother Day is every day you think about mother. Father Day is every day you think about father and supreme father. Right? So, in the same case, all this, then perfume will be there, all these things, gifts will be there. Then, after all that, what will happen? If the girl doesn't run away or the boy doesn't run away, then what will happen? Marriage will happen. Okay? Then happiness starts from there. True or false? You say, now marriage has happened. In Hindi movies, what happens? If you see old Hindi movies, I don't know what is Hindi movies, but old Hindi movies, all every nice good movie means marriage. And then last there will be a marriage scene. Ping, 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 ping. And then boom, 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 boom. And then marriage and then the end. And everybody will go very happy. You know, paisa vasul. Paisa vasul means, you know, good use of money. Some, you know, hero is together, thankfully. But in real life what happens? It starts. Chandra Mukhi to Jwala Mukhi. It starts out. So, this process of dadati pratigranati, which started at courtship, will continue and it will only increase after marriage. So the budget only becomes bigger and bigger after. What is that in buying a dress and a perfume? Now what happens after marriage? Bigger things will come. Car. Correct? House. Shirt will be what? Nice t-shirt you can get $20. Which car will you get for $20? Car is finished. Car will. Then how will it finish in today's market? Below, you know, 500,000 you will not get anything. Correct? So then car house, then furniture inside the house, then jewelry, then clothing. That will also continue. Because the and then what will happen? The next set happens in household of life, which is what? Nanna Munna. Child happens. Right? And the two people who are very happy, the two happies, the husband and the wife, they relish sweet mumblings of the child. Whatever the child is mumbling, they put on YouTube and show to India. He started saying like this, like this. This is next step. But along with that serious responsibility also begins. So these two happies now start changing happies. Okay, that is how it goes. I remember the first time I asked him happies, and Aditya came home from the hospital. Yamunali told me, hey, he has passed through. I said, okay, I'll wash. And then I washed. Okay. And then after that I put it for drying. Then he said, one more is coming. I said, what? Abhi kab kiya? He said, what? One more is coming. One more is coming. This is how it happens. You keep on changing it, right? This happens, right? So you start realizing the life changes. That something is going on here right now. I speak to so many girls, they say, Prabhu, child, no, Prabhu, no time. Ratko neendi nahi aa raha, child is waking full time. I can't see. Daytime job is there. Nighttime child is crying. Next day morning, you cannot tell boss, I didn't sleep last night. He said, you didn't sleep? Okay, okay, very good. You can take rest after the job. Totally. But keep up your performance of the job. So this is what happens. And then what happens? The child starts growing. Then you start, now start the needs of the child. Initially, child will take any toy which you hang on the cradle. Correct? Child will not say, I want egg, give me a blue color toy. No. But after that, what will happen? The child will start developing his or her own preferences. And they will say specific toys are required. When you plan for toys, then you have to plan for education of the child. Correct? Hmm? Thankfully, here we have X-Zone. In India, there is no X-Zone. Hmm? And education is what? Yesterday only I was speaking to one devotee. Okay? The devotee was telling me in Delhi, he is saying even to put in a normal school, what happens when you go to the bookshops, no? When you go to bookshops to buy books, educational books, the bookshop will come. Sir, you bought this book? You have a child, sir. First standard, KG class. Okay, okay. Sir, I have contacts in the school. 35 lakhs. I will get admission for you. So books also, is there a broking also going on for schools? 35 lakhs for admission to a kindergarten. 35 lakhs is $1,000. I don't know. $70,000? $70,000. $70,000 to put your child in a kindergarten. And now you will say, okay, I have put my child in school. Now it is 10th standard, no problem. Correct? One may think like that. Just a minute, like, one time let us put, no. 35 lakhs. But you know what happens? You are in, your job is in Delhi. Tomorrow your boss says, hey, actually, you know, you have been transferred to Mumbai now. Gone, 35 lakhs gone. Go to another school, another 35. How long you can keep for every school where you are getting transferred? Correct? That school has a branch there. Otherwise, the money is down, it's gone. It's in your P&L, it is an expense. It's no longer an asset in the balance sheet. Correct? It's gone. Right? So, it's very scary. Andha kuba keeps on. Okay. So, this is toys, education, I'm just talking one aspect. Then children's entertainment, games for children, picnics, outings, okay. All those things will start. So, one may say, Prabhuji, we are devotee family. We want to live. Therefore, everything is sorted out. I tell you about devotee family. Okay. Devotee family may say, I am not going to spend on frivolous things. Okay. Simple. Basics. Okay, I'll tell you what is the basic. Okay. What are the basics? I'll tell you one by one. And I'll tell you especially in the moment, tax time. So everybody is talking to the tax agent and giving household expenses. So I just have a fresh in my mind list. So to maintain family life, what are the basic things? Okay, I'll just read for some time. Just hear it yourself. Especially all brahmacharis. Okay. Rent. Wherever you say you have to rent, what kind of simple you may say? Rent you have to pay. If not rent, you are only the house, you have to pay mortgage. So rent or mortgage is a reality. Whether you are devotee, non-devotee, simple life, complex life, rent and mortgage is a reality. Okay. Bank and credit card, everyone needs. One credit card, something everybody will have. So there will be fees. And if you take a loan, bank will put fees also. Right? Bank fees will be there. Clothes, everyone will need. As well as you want to go to office. You cannot go to office and wearing towel. You have to have some decent clothes. If you don't wear, boss will tell you suddenly, excuse me, if you could, can you groom yourself and not properly? Okay, and you will go there and apply for also. So, clothes. Then appliances you will need or no? You need washing machine at home or no? Or you will wash like this? Simple life. Which wife will wash your clothes like that? In this day and age. Wife will say, go and buy washing machine. Okay. Appliances. Which wife will say, make dosa idli? I will bring you kallor. Hindi will say kallor. Kallor will be like this. This actually, you know what? We are doing this yoga in the afternoon. No? They say, Om Shanti. Now, the lady was telling you have to do all this Om Shanti only because life is complex. Grandeur is doing. If you were hanged, you would have done this like Mother Yashoda was telling. Actually, you do these exercises in yoga. Oh, Ananda, this is what Mother Yashoda was doing. But today, washing machine is doing, grinder mixer is doing, therefore, health is also going somewhere. So, no strength is there. But and which wife would you tell, can you please turn the water? She will say, thank you very much. I am not marrying you. You set the expectation. You have to turn butter when you become my wife. Go ahead. So appliances are required. And appliances will also fail. So plan for next appliance also. Depreciation. In 5 years, washing machine will come out. My fridge went out in 3 years. When I was calling the appliance, they gave him a torrent time, 1 month into to replace the fridge. Even after warranty. Can you imagine the so-called good guys? They were not really good. Further, I will tell you. Vegetable and grocery. Devotee. Vegetable grocery, you know. Vegetable grocery. Utility. Devotees use gas, electricity, water. Devotees use cell phone. Devotees use internet. Simple man also uses. Right. How do you prepare for lecture? You can say Yukta Vaya Vaya. Computer is required at home. Laptop is required. The laptop will go after some time. For that, antivirus is required. Microsoft Office, genuine software you have to do. Right. Then all of this costs. And repairing costs, these things are. Then car. Car is another big monster. People say car is not I bought 4,600. Simple car. 2,600. Went to Footscray and bought. From second hand yard. Right? From Rectors I bought. But you still have to pay Rejo on that. $700 straight away car. $800 Rejo. Right? Car Rejo. Car servicing has to be done. Car maintenance has to be done. The older the car, the more maintenance. Right? Insurance you have to do any comprehensive third party. Simple like gold. I still have to pay insurance. Fuel, you have to put now. You cannot say, hey, Krishna, car will come. That's fuel, not an Ananda. Fuel. Parking permit. Parking outside, right now, I'm going. That's for what? Please do the needful for the Ananda. Otherwise, thick fine will come from council. Correct or not? Yesterday, only your devotee was typing fine implement letter. You have to tip it to the council. Please pardon me, I'll be a good boy next time. So assuming you are not paying fine, parking permit you have to pay now. Even as a devotee, devotees need more parking permits. Correct? Then license renewal fee, then tire replacement fee. I bought a new car, tire rent in 3 months. I don't know what happened, nobody knows. Right? So, to replace tire, $280. They say new car means new tire. This brand is $280. I provided a package. Right? This is tire replacement. Mikey pass to go to office. No way. Devotees also have to pay, correct? Private insurance. Maybe somebody can say not required, but you never know what will happen when private insurance comes in handy for quick diagnosis of ailments, right? Then unemployment insurance, disability insurance, right? Then home and contents insurance, right? Then off the counter and prescription medicines. Then you say, I don't take allopathy. I only take Ayurveda. Ayurveda medicine comes free. Go and buy Dabur Chyawanprash. You will know how much it is. Ayurvedic medicine, homeopathic medicines. And then you will say, Prabhuji, I am just deciding on this one house only, Prabhu. That's all. I will pay the mortgage full. No expense in house. Who said? Body corporate, you still have to pay. Even if you are the owner of the house. Even if you pay full mortgage, you have to pay body corporate. On top of that, you have to pay council rates. Add that also to your expense. Then maintenance and painting, our Amit Prabhu will come and every once in 5 years, Kundicha Madhavan in the house, right? Painting, then furniture, furnishings, toiletries. Then, people, I said this is not enough, India air ticket. You go to see your parents from India. Where will the money come from? You have to earn that money to pay for the air ticket. And now we are paying COVID special rates. Right, what air ticket is what now? I don't know. 6,000, 7,000, one way. And if you say, there was small family, only one child, 21,000. Divided by 12, almost you are paying $2,000 per month, only on air. Can you imagine this? Okay, so, this is Gurus Sasha, right? So, books and periodicals, on top of that, then Vaishnavas also give donations to the temple. Where will it come from? You have to earn an office. I have always come in. You learn somewhere to give to temple. then obviously so many things. Then to work you will have to pay. And you say, what is this? I have work pays. But to work you have to pay. To work you need skill sets. To keep your current skill sets you have to do certifications. Certifications are expensive. You go and do an LMS certification, cloud certification, it will cost you $1,200. To keep yourself current, unless your office sponsors, office may not sponsor for anyone. Or your office may keep you stagnated with your skill sets, deliberate. But you want to change your job because you find that you can get more money, so you have to pay. So, if you actually put down an Excel sheet, even as a devotee, minimum, I don't know if somebody is still living below this, but you know, with mortgage rent and these expenses, minimum 4,500 for minimum. So one has to earn as a gṛhastha, minimum that much. You have to have a salary and 4,500 post tax. Therefore add the tax, another 20%. And then now that should be your gross salary to get this. And that should be throughout your life. Okay? Now the question is, you have to save also, otherwise when you retire, you have to keep on working at this rate. Right? When you save money to retire, that is another thing. So this is how it catches you. Then this is one. Then second is, so you have to work, you have to work like a donkey. And when you work like a donkey, the fruits which we get attached to those fruits. Salary makes you very happy. After all this hard work, you get that money, you get an excitement, you pay the bills. Pay the bill, pay off, pay, 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 pay 1 month bill, you do lesser. It's like a nice game you can play. It reduces the stress. Have you paid? Wife will also say, have you paid utilities? I have paid this thing. Paid. Very good boy. Every month you are paying. Good husband. Or good wife. The wife is paying the bills. Right. Then, so, and then what happens when you go through these things, and then what happens? All this comes with extreme labor. And when you sweat it out, then what happens? There is an attachment that comes to all these things. I have paid so much, I have paid for each and every tile I have put in this bathroom with my heart and mind. So much I have stood in the dust. I got the credit to do work. That fellow will not even negotiate. It picked me. After that, I have built this nice modular kitchen, nice bathroom. And then what will happen? Attachment will come to that particular house. Right? So that is how it comes. So, material attachment. Then indefatigable desires. That's another thing. And false specialty. These are two other concomitants, okay, which can come if we don't control ourselves. Okay. Now, what is the indefatigable desires? Cell phone required. Latest cell phone not required. Why do you need latest model? Somebody called me the other day. Prabhuji, latest model. I said, Lelo, Prabhu. It's a nice idea. Oh, do one thing. Even if you have both, give another one. Later on, you will regret that this model you do not buy at this price. I said, both my phones are working, I don't need another phone. Keep Prabhu, deal is there. Going on right now. This is how, what will happen? JB Hi-Fi will tell you. Now, if you say, JB Hi-Fi, I don't want to go to the shop, then what will happen? Your own employer will tell you. If you are a Telstra employee, Telstra will give you this phone. Buy the latest phone, we are giving for all employees. Further, you take phone which you don't need at that point. Thinking that in future you need. And by future, you are then praying that let my phone pop off so that I can leverage the investment. And if it doesn't pop off, then new phone will be outdated. So therefore, this is to be able to really discern what is required in my life and what is not. So this is comes under the indefatigable desires. This is not required. Requirement we already put $4,500. You can't do anything about it. Correct? This is indefatigable desires. Latest laptop. What is a tablet, surface tablet? Why you need surface tablet? Correct? In buying that, you start taking tablets. Because stress will come. Okay? So, then we were just thinking, I was just thinking since childhood, I thought that we should go to Rome. You know, I was in Europe vacation to be there. Why you need Europe vacation? What is there in Rome? Some skyscrapers will be there. Some monument will be there. Some rascal will be there. You go there and take photographs and put on Facebook and tell everyone I went there. Now this is indefatigable desires. But friends and colleagues, this is their association. If our association is gone, what will the outside world? Mr. and Mrs. Khanna have gone and they went to Europe recently. See, beautiful photos. You don't even go. They will say, hey, Mrs. Khanna went, oh, you are not going. No. You are asking, full time you are just taking a going to temple. Like that, desires will come. even for devotees. This is where Yoshit Sangha Dhakumso Yathata Sambhyuga. Stay away from people who will find your indefatigable materialism, which are unnecessary in life. So, to afford that, you want to spend money. Very much. One vacation abroad is gone. 20-30,000 gone. Correct? You have to earn that. Right? And what is the minimum expense? 4,500. So, almost 10 months of salary in one time, no? Or 8 months of salary expense in one trip abroad. Not required. So, we have to know what is absolutely required, what is not required. Branded clothes, expensive wardrobe, interior decors, right? Not required, really. Okay. Bigger house. For two people, how much space is required? For three people, how much space is required? Right? So, bigger house. I want my private space. Till the least. What private space? Right? We all live in 325 square feet house. 14 people are there in the house. Everyone will adjust. You know, okay, they are going back to my turn, they come after 10 minutes. There is no time for everyone. 7:30 you go to target. 8:45 that's the law. Everyone has to come to 2 minutes. Okay. So then the desire to move, have a bigger house or move into a prestigious suburb. That is another indefatigable desire. So that is the next one. Then comes moroseness. That's the third aspect. Moroseness. Moroseness is just sad. Why does moroseness come? When your income cannot keep up with your expenses. Lifestyle, then what happens? One becomes sad, morose. Because it can happen in this world. Job loss can happen. Where you can even, your 4,500 itself is a problem, which you can't do anything about. When you don't have a job, what will happen? That happens. Salary cuts can give rise to moroseness. Or even if your salary is good, office will exploit. You have to work for 10 hours, 12 hours, log in at another 3 hours. They will say global timings. Work from home, but global timings. Time, if you have to get up at 2 o'clock, you work from home. But get up at 2 o'clock at the phone rings, because some issue has happened in another level, in the United States, and you have getting support taken right now. You have to get up and solve it right now. Otherwise, it's finished, your job is out, gone. Right? SLA. So, office exploitation, then office politics. Even if you are doing well, somebody will try to pull you down, you have to stay, keep a competition out. Health issues will come, leading to moroseness. When you are given targets and your health doesn't permit you to work that much, then again moroseness will come. Dissatisfaction with profession itself. Sometimes you say, what am I doing? Because I have to earn this much, I have taken IT profession. Actually, I wanted to be a musician in my life. But that was not going to pay anything. I wanted to be a painter in my life. Many people are going through this in India today. Trust me, this is one cause of depression amongst youth. That people are in the wrong professions. They wanted to do something. There was a Hindi movie many years ago called Three Idiots. I happened to see that, you know. So in fact, the son is being, he wants to become a photographer and he's being pushed, right? Today, people are being pushed by their parents into beyond their capabilities to get into institutions which are not their cup of tea. Getting into IIT is not easy. But every parent wants their child to be an IIT. Heavy fees, right? Not everyone can get in. You don't, there's some basic talent required for that. Or push them into cricket where there is big money. No talent, but still people are playing, hoping that they will make money like that. So, and when that doesn't happen, then moroseness comes. Then anger comes. When we are used to a certain lifestyle and you cannot jack up your income. When the income goes down, you can't do anything about it. Neither can you cut your expenses because you are used to that lifestyle. Then anger comes. Then anger comes because what happens? That children who are saying, Namaste Nada Chingaya. That child who was singing now is back answering you. Dad, why don't you run the temple? I have my own desires. No? My friends are there. I want to go with my friends. Why should I come with you? Tag along. Why should I wear the dress which you select for me? Come off. I don't like this shirt. What do you love for you? Please be logical in life. I cannot wear this color and go to school. What will my friends tell me if I wear like this? The t-shirt which you bought. Correct? There will be some temple of any planetarium over there. People will go to this t-shirt. They cannot do it. They have to go out. Right? So either we train them or then what to do? They will have to go out somewhere. People will not understand our simple life. Teenagers will be under pressure constantly. from the outside world, right? And their problems are there. They will say, hey, come on, let's go to the canteen. You will say, no, I don't take onion garlic. I offer food only which is offered. No. Then, when they go to school, high school, what will you do there? Will you tell this to your friends? Did we tell it to our friends when we were in school? Today we can speak on Rajasthan, okay. But they have, these problems are real for children when they go out. Okay. If you are homeschooling, different one. Very good idea. Homeschooling is very good. Yesterday, I was going to be talking to you. If we have a robust homeschooling program in Melbourne, we can really mitigate this for our children of going out. But at some point in time, you cannot have university homeschooling. I have not heard. Only one person I have heard. Everyone talks about that person. I forgot what is his name. One success case is there, but how many more are, how many other Arjuna rules are there, right? So, in university, it can be a reality. You have to also teach our children how to deal with the outside world and still be in you, right? So, these are all realities of life. So, it grips you from all sides, this whole cycle, different phases of life. And then we get angry. But when we get angry, what happens? We realize that our anger is not making any impact on anyone. That is another realization. Okay. And then what will happen? The anger turns to despair. Right? So we start realizing by now what I have got myself into. Right? Of course, for a person who can maintain simple life, no problem. Okay. Then midlife crisis hits you. Midlife crisis means what? You develop vocational constraints. Even if you have enough money so that you can go and live happily in India. Children will say, I cannot come to India, thank you very much. And then the mother will say, or father will say, how can I live without my child? So then continue working. Correct? This is called as midlife crisis, where you can't take decisions this way or that way. You can neither stop taking a loan, nor can you start taking a loan. This is midlife crisis. In cricket, it's called as the batsman bowling in a zone where you can neither know how to whether to play front foot or to play back foot. And good bowlers keep on bowling in that zone. And who is the good bowler? Maya. She will keep on bowling in that zone to test you. So this is despair. And then with that depleting health will also. That will continue. Aya bowler. Tatashtamudinam dharma. Kalayam balina rajasthana. So health will keep going down. And then what will happen? Fear will start. How long will I be able to pull on in corporate life? Can I ever retire? Can I ever retire in Australia? Fear. What will happen if this happens, that happens? So, someone had earlier come and what happens? Sometimes devotees advise proactively. Prabhuji, now I tell you another thing. We talked about house 4500. Do you remember? Yeah. Okay. Now, what will happen? We also discussed 4500 is only till you can keep on sustaining the income till you collapse. And from office, we go to the spring bed. Correct? But that is not what everyone wants. Everyone wants saving to retire. Now where will the savings come from in this country? You have to definitely buy another house. Another house with another mortgage. Now you say, okay, rent is coming, no? But rent will come only after many years such that it will pay your expenses. Rent, otherwise mortgage and rent will first you have to become maybe equal. Then it has to do positive gain. And then it will start developing generating income for you. But is it that simple? Not that simple. I have seen umpteen number of devotees in our congregation whose tenants are not paying. Court case is going on. They have not paid since 1 year. And what if they do the case gone? So that is also not a foolproof method. Okay, I have sorted my life out. I have got many properties. More properties can also give more headache of managing. Okay, such several people who will rent. The rent and not pay. Who will rent to court? Do you have time to rent to court? Rather study Bhagavad Gita. Who will have time to? So this is another problem, right? And now the question is, even if you take another mortgage to pay off that house and then somehow plan your retirement, how will you pay off that house if your income is not going up at the rate at which house prices are going up? That is another question, correct or not? So then somebody will advise you, Prabhu, take third house. Because the third house, after 5 years, it will appreciate by 5,000. From there, you take and pay the second house. But today, I feel better, no? Paying these mortgages and with tenants not paying, then what can I do? So, some artists will do this. So, this is how you get trapped. Okay. I don't want to give a very negative picture, but this is a This is really, this is how it traps. Okay. So it is a caution for everyone, especially doctors. Better chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Pass back to God. No additional responsibilities. Other than just managing spiritual life, and obviously, you know, we can take care of others this way, rather than becoming saddled with our own problems. And then another thing catches up, which Prahlad Maharaj did not chant, guilt. Because at that time, different yoga was going on. But today, what happens? We are also saddled with guilt. If I have to add one more here, I will say guilt also. Add here. What is that guilt? The guilt is not the guilt of not being able to serve our parents in their old age, not being there at the time when they are dying. That guilt kills you. Right? The best we can do is to send money from here. The best we can do is to do daily chat with them, WhatsApp or whatever. Arrange maid servant, arrange personal caretaker. Then we wonder, in this case, we wonder what will happen to us in our old age. At least we were born and brought up in India. At least there was some culture of taking care of parents. In a culture where parents say bye bye to children at 18, children say bye bye to parents, okay, where our children will grow up, there is no guarantee. That is still happening. So then we start wondering what will happen to us in old age. What if our children don't look after us as much as we even attempted to look after our parents? Right? So this is another issue that came down. So now with all this going on in the background, we are still managing to chant our 16 rounds or more, following four regulated principles, at best do one or two services here and there, do some little preaching here and there, Bhakti Vriksha program, whatever. But every Grihastha is hankering inside his heart. Mostly, you talk to people, they will tell you yes. What is the prayer? The prayer actually I have written now. Instead of singing, what do I hanker? Oh, when will that day come when I can focus uninterruptedly in bhakti, devoid of all these material anxieties? And then I remembered a bhajan. Beat gaye din bhajan binare, bhajan binare. This was really nice bhajan. Our Hari Bhakti Prabhu was singing here once. I was hearing this. Beat gaye din bhajan binare. When will I sit in bhajan? When will I just stop rotating my beats and actually sit in bhajan? Actually, this, for some devotees, it is possible. It's not that one has to come out of the to attain that state. But these anxieties are there, plus the bhajan has to be managed without mind going here and there. Mind beats you up, it takes you what to do. Right? Mind beats you up. So, be the guy in bhajan. So, we come back to Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. Now, if you understand Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, let us see. It may probably make a little bit more sense. Therefore, what is the recommendation? Give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Narsingadeva, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment, indefatigable desire, lostness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false pursuit. We didn't talk about that much. Okay, that is all those branded quotes and all that. False pursuit, we didn't. All of this results in the repetition of birth and death, because if your bhajan is not pure, then we are going to be born again. We can't go back there, correct? Till we attain the purity or qualification required to go back. So if whole life we are still struggling like this, then when will we, when can we get time to even introspect, do intense bhajan like that? So, but we have to be careful. So I don't want to give you a picture. 5 minutes before that one of the class. So let me talk, let me positive. Not do say absolutely. Okay. So please understand that the verse does not say give up family life. What is the verse? Prabhupada is translating is give up the so-called happiness of family life. Okay. Not that we just say, okay, to the spouse and child, not about it, I'm going to my life. No. It's not about giving up family life. Because despite all this, Grihastha ashram is a glorious ashram. It is the safest ashram in Kali Yuga. Not everyone can directly take the freeway from Melbourne to Sydney without an exit break. Some people need an exit break. But when we take the exit, we remind ourselves that our goal was to go to Sydney, not retire in the exit. So the exit is there in the sarsha. So how do we manage to wade through all this? There are just few points that I jotted down based on various sectors, our own experience of hearing, whatever. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 points that I just want to speak and then stop the lecture. What are the 9 ways in which we can handle it, the things we should, the dimensions which anyone entering the discussion or anyone already in the discussion should note, how to wade through this, these things will help. First and foremost is maintaining good physical health. Without good physical health, one cannot do any sadhana, one cannot do any service. If we are not well, we will require 10-50 people to serve us. Okay? So maintaining good physical health, good mental health. How that will come? It will come by regulation in eating. Quantity of eating, what we eat, how much we eat. And I am telling this for myself, not for anyone. Right? Regulation in eating and exercise. Because if health is gone, everything is gone. Then, second, maintain strong sadhana. If health is not there, we cannot have strong sadhana. Everyone agrees with this, right? That's why your health above sadhana. Okay. So maintaining strong sadhana. What is a strong sadhana? A regimen of hearing, reading and chanting. Disciplined hearing, chanting and reading. And how, when will that happen? Only when we are in the association of strong devotees. Otherwise it will not happen on our own. Like Bharat Maharaj will happen. Correct, attraction will go somewhere. Mahat Seyam Dwaram Guru Devotees. Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sakhisam. So maintaining association of devotees. In association of devotees, maintaining strong sadhana. Third is avoiding the desire to look down upon other devotees who are struggling even in their spiritual life. Because the moment we do that, what will happen? Sadhu Ninda? Kesha Prabhu tells us many times. The biggest impact of Sadhu Ninda is what? Material desires go off. That is how Krishna gives you punishment or material desires will go off. Those things which did not attract us, they start attracting us if we criticize devotees or look down on other devotees. So maintaining good physical health, maintaining strong sadhana, avoiding offenses to devotees, criticizing, ridiculing other devotees, looking down upon other devotees, maintaining a simple lifestyle, not increasing the necessities of life. Govind Prabhu says, induced poverty. Do not increase your lifestyle based upon your income stream. Income can be anything, but they are the same quota, they are the same duty. Okay, you don't have to change it because more money has come. Right? So induce poverty. Never try to live beyond your income by taking excessive debt. Ananda will always tell this. Right? Don't take excess debt. Don't take risks which you cannot service in your life. Okay? Don't be too greedy for capital growth, such that you go up to a point and when some economic pressure happens, then you have no point of return. Don't go to that point. Next, fifth, execute familial responsibilities which is appropriate to your ashram well. If you are taken to the ashram, don't try to live like a brahmachari. Give time to your wife, give time to your children. Do household work. It's not mine. You chose it to go to the ashram. It's our duty. Educate, give children good education. Give children good values. Give children good values as well as good material education. Because right now we don't know that they will become the next sannyasis in Islam. We don't know that right now. Right? We cannot say, oh, material education is maya. I heard many people ask this question. Should we give good education to our child? Should children study? Obviously they should study. They should study hard. Yes, they should study hard. Who is going to give you a job outside if you don't have qualifications? Somebody is waiting there. Seeing your feedback, nobody is going to give you a job outside. Okay, so let us not be sentimental about bhakti. Bhakti should not be for the purpose of material maintenance. Bhakti should be for the purpose of developing Krishna prayer. So we have to keep it very clear what is bhakti and what is material life. So we have to execute family life properly, which also means we have to be very responsible even to do our office job very properly and to also deal with people in office very responsibly. Sometimes what will happen, we will lose our relationships in office because we will say, Prabhu, I am very frank. I can part of something. Can you do like that in office to your boss or your master? Can you tell your boss like that? Thank you very much. But you will go out now. Right? So in office, stresses are going to be there. But we have to develop a little bit tolerance to wade through in the material world. So at workplace, we have to be diplomatic in our dealings. In temple, we have to throw away the devotion, the kutti nati. In devotional life, that is not good. But in office life, you have to. Prabhupada also says, diplomacy is there, incorporated, right? In what Prabhupada is writing. Generate time to engage in teaching. So as to time management is required for a Grihastha. To be able to do all these things, and still be able to study Prabhupada's books, to be able to preach also. Because unless we preach, prana, artha, dhyam, varsha, in many ways you can give our money, Lakshmi to the temple, we can give Lakshmi for programs which others are doing, right? Or we can do our own programs in some form of the other. Grihastha means charity. Grihastha has to do charity. So charity in terms of money, and Prabhupada says highest charity is what? Preaching, book distribution. If we can do also, that is the sponsor for book distribution. So somewhere it has to come. Because this is how we need mercy also in our life. So at one point in time, at least most of us, I am speaking about myself, okay, if it's not very good, please pardon me. Most of us will realize that we will never be able to qualify ourselves to go back to God. At some point in time, when you become older and older, it will be that now time is less, I don't think I am going to get there. And at that time, what are you expecting? Hope against hope. That is called as mercy. So something you have to do to get mercy of the Lord. So therefore we have to give mercy to others. This is Bhakti Vriksha or cultivation, Bhakta Bhavan. So give Krishna consciousness to others. That way we can get mercy. Prabhupada also says, unless one does this, one cannot go from Kanishka to Madhyama Grama. We have to preach. Second last, next point is balance your time to be able to do all this. Time management is extremely important. And the first aspect of time management is to cut all non-value adding activities from our life. Okay. Aimless net browsing. WhatsApp and people will keep on saying, DD darshan. And how many DD darshan you will do in a day? Somebody is sending from here, somebody is sending from India, somebody is sending from Delhi, somebody is sending. Because we are in different WhatsApp groups. Everybody will be sending something. Whole day you are going to sit like that in front of your cell phone. So at some point in time you have to really understand this important. You can't keep doing that. About devotional messages are there. How long can you keep doing? See, how many messages can you send a day? Better sit and study Prabhupada's books and do Chintana. Okay? And try to put in practice. But along with that, WhatsApp group, something else will also come. Furniture for sale. Then you say, nice table.
Do you think time to replace our table?
This is how my along with 80 photo order come, furniture for sale. Right? So this is the problem. So somewhere it will take you on a trip. Like this. So we have to be very careful. Multitasking is another way of time management. Somebody was telling me, Prabhu, I don't have time for hearing lectures. I said, you don't need to generate time for hearing lectures. Do you iron clothes at home? Yes. Yeah. Right? Do you dry clothes when you go to the communal clothes stand if you are in an apartment or in a home? Yeah, at that time. Because drying clothes and putting clips will take you 15 minutes. That nicely you can get. Correct? At that time. Do you wash utensils at home? There is no kambari bari here in Melbourne. You have to do yourself utensils. Here, plug and get. Do you commute to office? Yes. Here, lectures. So there are, so do you cut vegetables, cook? Here, lectures. So one can never say that I don't have time for it. Because you can multitask and get all these things, right? The only thing which we cannot multitask is chanting, that we should not also. Chanting and then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, so that is not possible. I will just end with one quote. His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj was once asked, Maharaj, can you chant anytime, Maharaj? Because, Tatta Vita Nevita Svartyam Kala, there are no rules, hard rules. So there the Maharaj said this, I think there are no hard and fast rules, but there are soft and slow rules. There are soft and slow rules. So you can't just, because there are no hard and fast rules, doesn't mean you can multitask over the long. His case, Adhisham Prabhu was answering a question. He was, one wrote, one boy, youth asked a question. He said, can I not, do I have to really chant? No, can I not chant when I am? Same question was asked. Can I not chant when I am driving? No? So he said, will you, when an alliance is made between a boy and a girl, will the boy be driving with his parents in a car and the girl's parents along with the girl are driving in a car and they are making an alliance? Yeah, I think we should
become sambandhi sama.
Does it happen in a car? Can you make an alliance in a moving car? Like I said. So is it chanting is a chanting is an alliance with the Lord. It's an alliance with the Lord in mind. So how can you make an alliance when you're traveling? Then you are just finishing around. So it's not making an alliance. So therefore, balancing our time to be able to give explicit time to do all these activities properly. And dissecting clearly, this is the last point. Dissecting clearly issues and risks within which are within our sphere of influence and which are outside our sphere of influence. Stephen Covey writes the habits of highly effective people that do not worry about things which are under beyond your circle of influence, but do your best to address issues which are within your sphere of influence. Now you say, but what about the matter? And for the problem, take shelter of Lord Narsingh, because things are beyond your sphere of influence. So whatever challenges that are going to come karmically for us, or given by the will of the Lord, we have to pray to the Lord Narsingh to give us the ability to tolerate and then surmount these problems. And specifically Lord Narsingh, I was hearing in a recent lecture that Lord Narsingh in Mayapur is really special. He is extra special than all other Narsingh Devas. Why? Because ordinarily that Ugra Narsingh, who is anger personified, is in a very benevolent childlike mood in Mayapur. Why? Because the presiding deity is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's an avatarian name. Therefore Narsingh Dev also adopts that mood of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, all devotees usually we see have altar in their altar. They have Lord Narsingh Dev, Mayapur Narsingh Dev. So we pray to Lord Narsingh Dev to help us address things which are beyond our sphere of influence in this very hard Guruvastha. Can you stop here? Thank you. And I just ask if there are any closing comments or any questions.
We were list of expenses seems like if we have a child who is son, but it doesn't include daughter expenses.
I think anyone who is scared. We have both of the kind and double the kind of work. This is not a quick calculation. Okay. Here's our chicken.